Hey friends, my name is Alexandria and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. If you're a fan of Harry Potter, you'll have likely become familiar with a character by the name of Dobby. Dobby is a simple house elf under the service of none other than Lucius Malfoy. As you might suspect, there's not a great relationship between these two. Dobby is subject to whatever Malfoy would ask of him, and Malfoy's demeanor isn't quite tactful or kind, to say the least. Dobby, however, ends up being a huge help to Harry Potter himself, who's very aware of Malfoy's neglect and disservice to the house elf. However, there's nothing that Dobby can do on his own to free himself from his bondage to serving Malfoy. He's essentially a slave to this man who has no interest in treating him well. But Harry, full of compassion for this house elf named Dobby, devises a plan to give him freedom. You see, there's only one thing that can free a house elf from serving their master. The master must give their house elf an item of clothing. So, in an exchange of what seems to be Harry giving Malfoy the diary of Tom Riddle, he has slyly hidden one of his own socks. As Malfoy takes the journal, and as Harry accuses him of tricking one of their other friends, he hands the journal in a huff to Dobby during the exchange, and then beckons Dobby to follow him. However, Harry whispers to Dobby to open the diary, in which the house elf finds a sock. This exchange of Malfoy giving Dobby a sock, although unbeknownst to him, frees Dobby from service to Malfoy. I can't help but to see the scene where Dobby exclaims his freedom from the master that only caused him hurt, and to think of where we were once slaves to sin, but in Christ have found ourselves slaves to righteousness. You see, this is a freedom that we could not have obtained on our own. We were slaves to something that only hurt us with no way out. But Christ, full of compassion for us, who were once dead in sin, came to free the captives, proclaim good news to the poor, and to make us alive once again. We have an opportunity then, as believers, to walk in this freedom which Christ has offered up to us. And it wasn't with an ulterior motive that he gave this freedom to us. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Our response is simply a worship and a thanksgiving to him who gave us this freedom. Like Dobby, who quickly used his freedom to defend the same Mr. Potter, who moments earlier was his savior, we too can offer up a love that expresses this, and as worship, in gratitude for the freedom we now have. May we freely give back to him who so freely gave to us. And in turn, give our lives over to one who gave us everything when we had nothing to offer in return. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook small group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Alexandria for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, so long and thanks for all the fish.